WTX.com.
While some people are questioning their loyalty to Barack Obama in his run to be a two-term president, there are others who like what they see as the approval ratings for the prez are on the rise. Meanwhile, the fates and fortunes of Herman Cain could decline because of all these sexual harassment allegations and the women who were paid off who worked for the restaurant group, the lobbying group that he helped become bigger and more powerful in its D.C. presence. That's what we're talking about partially here on this hour of America Tonight. Also, a really fun feature that we do because so much of our world is about numbers. We do We Can Count. We'll jump to that. Plus, throwing in a few birthdays. It's always interesting to see when somebody turns the page on another calendar year. Birthdays. It's like that new thing that they do. I think it's Dr. Oz. Somebody does. A lot of people do it. A lot of doctors do it where they have the digitally enhanced images and they tell you, well, here's what would happen if you really took care of yourself. And this is what you would look like at your age. You would look 10 years younger. That's your age. But here's what you look like when you decide that you're going to smoke cigarettes, eat cheeseburgers, and pizza and whatnot, and you look totally different. You've aged 15 in the other direction. So the technology miracles never cease to amaze any of us, do they? All right, so right at the top from the get-go, quickly let's talk about a few things, including the politics of the day, because it truly is part of the buzz in your backyard and mine. Anywhere that you've been motoring around, I'm sure the story of Herman Cain is on everyone's mind. The reason why is because there's a lot of political conversation now, sometimes in some areas where it didn't used to be. More people are talking about what's going to happen in 2012, and I wonder if that will translate to the amount of voters. It never seems to work. I think if you live in the United States of America and we have this great democratic process, even if you're frustrated by the gridlock we see, you should absolutely exercise your right to vote, because then you exercise your right to kvetch on shows like this one. So Herman Cain had a lot of support, still has a lot of support as far as we know, because there haven't been any polls taken in between the time that the Politico story broke about sexual harassment and Cain. But in the following weeks, certainly we'll have new numbers. Will they stay high or will they go in a different direction? He's got support from people like a Donald Trump, people like Rush Limbaugh. Limbaugh's come out to say it's a witch hunt and says it's the Democrats or it's somebody else's campaign or whatnot. But Herman Cain did ultimately the one thing that you don't want to do as a candidate. He lost his cool. He snapped at the reporters who are smothering him. You can't blame him for feeling like he is being hotboxed, but he was out campaigning, talking to some doctors. It was a set-up thing where he was going to go in and speak to them, and he turned to the reporters who were dogging him, who were tailing him, and said, I'm here to talk with the doctors, and that's it. That's what I'm going to talk about. So he didn't want to yet take more questions about allegations that he sexually harassed at least two employees while he was president of the National Restaurant Association in the 90s. He keeps saying, I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't do anything wrong. So when he blew his cool, specifically, I'll give you the quote. He said, don't even bother asking me all these other questions that you are all curious about, okay? Don't even bother. He was at a meeting in Virginia. And a reporter jumped in with a bunch of questions about the harassment things. And he said, what did I say? And went on and said, excuse me. And so he wasn't shielded by anyone around him from any of that. So he was a little bit edgy, a little bit nasty. That's something we haven't seen from Cain at this point, but now today was the day, Wednesday was the day that it was going to just level him off, I guess, because this is the third day that he's endured lots of questions about his past role in the restaurant group with and the females that are coming out and saying things anonymously because nobody has identified themselves, one through an attorney, the other being quoted from the Associated Press anonymously saying that he invited her up to a corporate room that he had, a corporate hotel room. So Herman Cain, is it damage control at this point? Of course it's damage control. And the problem, I guess, is this. We all talk about it, and I say it on America Tonight, that I truly think what I want in a president is somebody who I think has the goods for sure, somebody I think is schooled in a lot of different areas, and somebody that is just plain spoken, that they tell you the truth, even if they screw up. Ah, screw the pooch on that one. Here's how I felt, America. This is what I was pressing for. And upon further review, here's what we found out, or whatever. And they surround themselves with good people. That's the key. Because anybody knows you're only as good as the people around you, because for goodness sake, as president, no matter how smart you are, no matter how good you think you are, no matter how schooled you are, whatever, no matter how great of a business person you are or lawyer or anything else or orator, you still have to have strong people around you that can do the jobs. You're delegating the jobs to them because you couldn't possibly do them. You don't have enough hours in the day. That's why you have a cabinet. So Cain has been bragging that he is the unconventional candidate, and absolutely he is. He's not running the same kind of campaign that the well-oiled machines do, especially those with big money. But because of that, he doesn't have any kind of an infrastructure, anybody around him that can make sure that he doesn't get blindsided. If he had that person or persons, and usually it's a team of people, it would have been easier to get through the eye of this hurricane on the sexual harassment stuff. Instead, he's in the middle of this crisis, and it's how you emerge from the crisis that counts the most. How does it play out? And they're trying to contain the fallout, but there's a lot of inconsistency. And so the reason to bring that up again and again and again on America Tonight the last couple of days, and certainly we've talked about many other things here on the show, is you can't get away from it. You can't get away from it because even here, when we did our three-week straw poll, overwhelmingly, all of you picked Cain or Ron Paul. Then we went to Mitt Romney and Rick Perry, and Michelle Bachmann got a handful of votes. But it was very clear that the great response we got, by the way, you wanted Cain or you wanted Ron Paul. So does he hang on here? Is he able to hang on through this? And he continues to say, look, I never sexually harassed anyone, period. And Cain's chief of staff, a guy named Mark Block, was on MSNBC, and he said he was unaware of any complaints and says the same thing. He has never harassed anyone. At what point do things change for Cain? We'll know that probably by the end of this week. All right, we're punting. We're on to We Can Count. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, feel free. 800-259-5791. Who benefits the most, though, if Cain falls? Probably Mitt Romney. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
How about it, America? Are you sporting an iPad? You know, those things are expensive. $700 if they're fully loaded. One in every 10 Americans has some form of an iPad, some kind of tablet. That's according to some new research that was done by the Pew Research Center. And that's interesting. Think about that. E-reader ownership is taking off, especially among adults. 12% reported owning them in May. Only 9% say they own them now. Why? Are you tired of your Nook, your Kindle, your touchscreen? Are you tired of it? I like to... See, I'm kind of old school here. I have a Nook, but I don't know why. I very rarely use it. I want to just read a book, a magazine, a newspaper every once in a while. Get away from the computer. We're not going to have eyes anymore. If you have a kid right now that wants to go into a field where they could make some money, have them go into the eye business, eye care, ophthalmology. That's the ticket, because we're all going to be blind. All we do is look at little screens, big screens, medium-sized screens all day long. And it's got to affect our vision, I would think. I'm sure it's affecting our vision. So the tablets are still pretty big, and they're going to be bigger. My nephew, who's 9, the school that he goes to, and I think this is for a lot of schools across the country, I don't know what the percentage is, but I bet it's pretty high. They told my brother that, and sister-in-law, starting in third grade, from third grade all the way through now for the rest of the time, forget about buying a bunch of notebooks and stuff. Everything's on the computer. Just has to have all kinds of computers, because that's what we care about. Everything's on the computer. Whew. Handwriting. What is anybody in the handwriting analysis business? What is handwriting going to look like for any of these kids? 9, 10 years old, younger than that. what is the handwriting going to be about? I guess they're going to have to still learn that, but they're not going to be doing it very much. Even the Kindle has a thing where you can do an autograph, and I think that, all that's, of course, going to grow. So anyway, here's the deal. U.S. cell phone owning adults who report downloading an app to their phone has risen, gee, you think, from 29% in May of 2010 to 38% just a couple of months ago. App downloading at about 46% overall. And I think that's because you want to look at some of the phones that people have. They have those Androids or iPhones or, you know, whatever it is. And all you see is people looking down. They're looking down to play games. They're looking down to check their email. They're looking down to do, you know, look at whatever apps, Angry Birds to play whatever games, you know, whatever it is. But it's definitely more than the wave of the future, for sure. All right, let's move on to a couple of other things, including this one. As I said, everything is so about the numbers, and you look around and everything. I mean, whether we're talking about Europe and the pressure on Greece and what the votes there will be, or we're talking about Herman Cain and the fact that a third worker says that she was harassed by Cain, because so many of you are sending emails about it. Quickly, I'll tell you this one. The Associated Press was the news organization that broke the story. A woman came forward. She said she wants to be anonymous because she doesn't want to lose her job, get in trouble with where she works, or have that pinned to her, because then nobody knows about it. She just wants to put it out there. She said she was considering filing a complaint over what she said was aggressive and unwanted behavior by Cain when she worked for him in the 90s. She says the behavior included a private invitation to his corporate apartment. She says he made sexually suggestive remarks or gestures about the same time that the two other co-workers had settled separate harassment complaints against him. She does not want her name revealed, and she said she didn't want any kind of retaliation, and she feared that, so she didn't want to go any further with it, but that's what happened when she was there at the same time. What's interesting is, and this is also a number, so you have the third worker coming forward, now the campaign continues to raise money after the fact. So this story comes out, and there's question mark, question mark, question mark, and denying, he's denying, and then other people are saying, no, that's not true, including the other woman who she doesn't want her identity revealed either, but said she'll talk through her attorney and says that he's lying and that it really did happen and whatnot. But in the meantime, the campaign in the last 3 days has raked in the hall, baby. All of the media focus, all the accusations, all of that hasn't been bad for business anyway. Because he's raised, depending on what figure you look at and who's reporting it, about $450,000 now at this point. Online, how about that? Contributors, online it's like $250,000, and contributors have given $300,000, and then it's well over all of that. So $500,000 in a few days is pretty good. I'd say it's very good. That means people are feeling for him, feel like he's the victim of a witch hunt or whatever, and they're, whether it's a couple of dollars or a couple more dollars, they're giving money to the campaign to help Herman Cain. That's, if anything, that's certainly what that shows. Now, does his unconventional campaign, do the wheels fall off, or does he continue to roll on? That we don't know yet, and I don't have a crystal ball that's powerful enough to give you an answer for it. I could just have a guess at it, a stab at it. I think the more people that come out, the more difficult it becomes. We hardly ever talk about this gossipy nonsense when it comes to Hollywood people, but we will for a second here. Lindsay Lohan, 30 days in jail, that's what she's getting. And she was warned that she could be behind bars even more if she continues to violate court orders. This girl cannot get it together, but she has nutty parents. Her father was just arrested for something in Florida. And, of course, if you watch any comedy shows, they're always spoofing the mother for some of the things that she's done. But she's a grown woman now at this point. Lindsay Lohan is going to have to serve more than 400 hours of community service at the county morgue. That's her punishment. She has to undergo counseling sessions and report to court frequently to avoid more jail time. But she's going to have to do 30 days in jail. You see, 30 days in jail for these actresses, though, what does that mean? They get a private cell, and then they do it, they're out, and that's the end of it. That's what it is. All right, here's another number for you. The G20. The president, our president, is now on the ground in Cannes, France. He's part of the group at the G20. And, of course, Greece is the name of the game. Everybody's talking about what's going to happen there, since you have Papandreou, who wants to let his people vote on the European solution. The White House is saying in front of the president's trip that Europe can solve the crisis on its own, but they're worried that the Greek decision to hold a referendum over the $178 billion bailout will unravel the efforts to contain its sovereign debt crisis. And there should be concern there, because that will absolutely hurt the United States, certainly the European Union. So there's a limited window here, and they're trying to grab the window. The G20 was really supposed to be about a couple of other things, but I think most of the focus is going to be on the European Union and the helping Greece and what ultimately they're going to do here. It's pretty risky. If Greece goes, so go so many other countries. So this is all about stabilizing the euro, and the chaos in Greece and the announcement of this referendum is, I'm sure, very scary to Nicolas Sarkozy in France, and to Merkel, and to everybody else, including Ireland, Italy, etc., because they're having their own problems. And if that were to happen and they went back to their own currency, that would change the U.S. economy, trust me, because we know we're fragile. They're fragile in Europe, and they're trying to certainly wield the influence at the G20. Stay with us here on America Tonight. Coming up, we've got the headlines, things you might have missed that fell in between the cracks.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare their bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
What you go to them for? Still unlock the door. All around him, creatures, signs, and sleep. And through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
Here's some things you might have missed while we were all dissecting Herman Cain and sexual harassment. Yep, the TSA, a new report came out that showed that the TSA is saying their screeners find on average 4 to 5 guns a day. How about that? You know what they found at Bradley in Connecticut? They said they found 6, a loaded gun with 7 rounds in it, in a checked bag that a passenger was trying to get through. All this stuff came out when TSA Administrator John Pistole was on the Hill to fill in the Senate, at least an arm of the Senate anyway, one of the committees, about what was going on with security and the airline industry. So guns became part of the conversation. And what happens, let's be real, for the most part, is people forget they have a weapon in their bag, especially when you're in an area where you can carry a concealed weapon like Dallas. So in Dallas, they have that happen a bunch. In fact, they had a passenger who tried to get on a plane with 2 pistols, 3 magazines, ammunition magazines, 8 knives, and a handsaw in a carry-on bag. Whoops, I don't think so. That passenger was arrested. Altogether, more than 900 guns have been recovered at checkpoints this year. Does that seem high to anyone? 900. Is everybody just forgetting their weapons and they're tucked in their bags? Yep, there was a Senate Homeland Security Committee hearing, so that was part of it, talking about full body scanners and finding things and behavior detection officers. So now they're saying, I thought that was the whole idea. Ooh, wow, we can't profile. So what we'll do is we'll just use it a different, we'll just call them a different name, behavior detection officers. More than 150,000 people have gone through the expanded behavior detection at Boston, and they've had a dozen or so people who were referred to the law enforcement types because of how they responded to things when they were asked questions. Then they had some of those people who were had outstanding warrants for them. Some were illegal people. So there's all kinds of interesting things happening at the TSA. Yeah. And the gun thing, I think, is, to me, the gun thing is the, one of the most interesting. But one of the things that's being discussed, and Senator Mary Landrieu, the Louisiana, one of the Louisiana senators, says she's going to introduce a bill that would require airlines to include at least one bag in the price of a ticket. Woohoo! That's good. Wouldn't that speed up the inspections? I forgot about that one. Last time I actually missed a plane. I missed a plane in June because when I went, I had plenty of time, but it was as though everybody had their luggage on their back going through those checkpoints, and it was a crazy backup to get through. So she has a point. I think the airline's doing whatever they can to nickel and dime us to death. Besides squeezing us in seats, depending on what type of a plane that you get on, and then charging us crazy amounts of money for bags. So then when you're in a limited budget, you when you're one of the 99 percenters, there's just no way. You're not going to pay. You have four kids and a significant other. You don't. That's too many bags. You'd pay enough. It'd be enough for another airline ticket and just refuse to do that. So you see kids, what's interesting is you see kids walking around airports. Have you seen this? You see kids walking around airports, and I saw the cutest little girl last time. I swear she was maybe three. I don't know what she was hauling, but they had every one of those kids hauling something, and she just didn't have like a little dainty little lunchbox or something. She had a giant backpack. I don't even know how she was pulling that around, but of course they were putting other things in it for the other kids or the family or whatever. And who can blame them because of the amount of money they would have had to pay for all of those bags? Oh, speaking of paying, Frank McCourt has his bags packed. Finally, the death grip. Do you know this name? This death grip that he had on the Los Angeles Dodgers has been loosened. He agreed to sell the team. Boy, Major League Baseball, they were trying to shoehorn him out of there for the longest time. And now it becomes a reality because he doesn't have the money to do this. He went through a nasty divorce and there's absolutely, you know, this is it. There's no way. He's got to get the money he can get and move on from there. So they were fighting. He and his wife, Jamie, were fighting over ownership of the team. The Dodgers filed for bankruptcy in June. That came after Major League Baseball took charge of the Dodgers and rejected a $30 billion television deal with Fox. So now it's up for sale, and it's a question of who has the money to buy it. I think there's a few billionaires that might step up to the plate. It's Los Angeles. It still is a team that has a lot of history. They have some decent players on that team. Yeah, I'm going to say somebody's going to snap it up. I don't think that they sit on the shelf as far as somebody buying it for two long. Somebody will come through and make the right bid. It's good because if you were a Dodger fan, you wouldn't want Frank McCourt to own the team. All right, this is a story we've talked about a lot, Fast and Furious, and the push to have some kind of somebody admit who knew what, I think is Fast and Furious, just like the name of the op that was ridiculously, I think, ridiculously thrown out there without really giving thought to where these guns would end up and what would happen. So the Republicans have been pouncing on the Justice Department since June. You had a whistleblower from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, you know, ATF, testifying that the op, which was launched in 2009, we know was supposed to cut off the flow of guns to Mexico's drug cartels through the straw buyers, but instead 2,000 weapons actually went into the hands of the cartel, so it was a bomb, it was a bust. And then sadly, December of last year, two weapons sold under the Fast and Furious program were found at the scene of the killing of a Border Patrol agent in the Arizona desert. And this really sent up the red flags. Once that happened, then all these other things started to unravel. The guns going across the border, how many are unaccounted for? 1,400, by the way, unaccounted for. That's scary, isn't it? Who knows what crime scene they turn up next, because it's turning up the guns both in the United States and in Mexico. I mean, this is a scandal to rival all scandals. But the Justice Department is trying to act like it's business as usual. Oh, well. Business as usual. And a few people are rearranged, but nobody really gets the axe for this. Yeah. And it was in the summer when the president was on a news interview and he said, people who screwed up, well, not in the summer, it was a couple months ago, people who screwed up will be held accountable. So Eric Holder, you got to figure, he's got to face some questions about what happened and what did he know. And he already has faced some, but they really need to go for the jugular with him, because I can't believe that he doesn't know it. I mean, how can you not? It's a dumb idea. I mean, it was a stupid idea, thinking that you're going to release these guns and it's not going to blow back on you. And nobody questions that, and nobody will take charge of it. That just, you had a bunch of field agents, sitting in an office, and they said, oh, let's try this program out, because we think it might be a great way to trace the guns. So who do you lay the blame on here? Maybe Eric Holder didn't have that knowledge of the program, but I still find it very hard to believe. And I think that that's the same on the Hill. That's why this is the story that is not going to go away very easily. It may go away, but not without seeing especially Eric Holder sweat it out a little bit. I think they're going to make him sweat a little bit longer before they let it go and say they've looked into it and they can't specifically nail anyone for it. How about this name, Julian Assange? Boy, the WikiLeaks founder, or not WikiLeaks, the WikiLeaks founder was certainly a man who was in the news a lot and even had a book come out, although it didn't sell very well. And now he's disappeared from the headlines. He lost his fight against extradition. Remember, he was doing that. He was battling it out in court to stay in England, and he has to be extradited to Sweden, and he's going to face more questions, of course, about the sex charges. An appeals court judge, two of them, rejected all the arguments that Julian Assange's defense team used to fight the extradition. He's been under house arrest for a year, waiting to find out what was going to happen. He's accused of sexually assaulting two women in Sweden in August of 2010. He hasn't been charged with a crime, but the prosecutors want to question him in connection with those allegations. So, looks like he's leaving London. Birthdays next.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me. I will write you a song. Come away with me.
As we head to the exits here for this hour of America Tonight, there's something about birthdays. You know what? You either hate them or like them, and I've talked about this before. It seems when you're younger, you want to be older because that's what you always hear from your parents. Well, wait till you're older. Can I drive? Can I get my learner's permit? Well, no, wait till you're older. That's what's always being said to you, I think. So you just want to be older. And then when you hit a certain age, and it may be 30, it might be even younger than that, then you just want time to kind of freeze, right? Because you're not hearing that anymore. Wait till you're older. Even when you're on the job in the beginning, usually when you're younger, there's always the wise elder that's in the workplace, or used to be anyway, and they would tell you, you're young, wait and you'll see, and they throw out all those kind of things. But it probably is, now that I think of it, it's probably 30. It's probably 30, maybe a little older, but probably 30 when you start to go in reverse. Then people don't want to really say their age. I don't get it, but I guess because we live in a world where it's about plastic surgery. You know, Kim Kardashian making all the news about the whole wedding thing. What's so interesting about the Kardashians to me is think of Bruce Jenner and the athlete that he was, the incredible athlete that he was in, what was it, Montreal in the late 70s. And you go back and you look at the old footage of him and what he accomplished. He was a decathlete. It was incredible. And now you look at this guy who's in the middle of all this Kardashian stuff for however long. I don't know how long he's been married to her. And each year he seems to get, his cat eyes seem to get worse. And I think, how many plastic surgeries has this poor guy undergone? I don't understand. He was a handsome young guy, and men tend to old gracefully, so what's up with that? And I think, isn't it on his birthday that they say, more plastic surgery? Because his face is pulled back so tight. Oh, all right, let's head into the birthdays. Yep, celebrating a birthday. Elizabeth Smart. Wow, I couldn't have any more respect for this young woman. 24 years old. Think of her story. Kidnapped when she was 14. The nonsense she had to endure. The sick, twisted things that happened to her. But she was rescued. 9 months later, her family never gave up hope. And she really advocates for a lot of victims now. And she faced the man who raped her in court, and I think she's very, very brave. 24 years old. Gemma Ward, one of those supermodel chicks, same age as Elizabeth Smart, 24. You probably have rushed by her picture when you've been in the supermarket somewhere. Dolph Lundgren, he was in one of the Rocky flicks, 52 years old. Adam Ant, singer from the UK. He had a song that sometimes still is played called Goody Two Shoes. Kate Capshaw, Steven Spielberg's wife, they actually hooked up when they were filming one of the Indiana Jones' sequels. It was Temple of Doom, 58 years old. Dennis Miller, also the same age, had a little stint on Monday Night Football. Comedian, does a talk show. Appears on, I want to say Bill O'Reilly. I think he's funny. I get Dennis Miller. And he's, I think he's pretty good with the political stuff. Roseanne, does she need an introduction? You know who she is. She had that sitcom. She was married to Tom Arnold. She did the worst ever rendition of the Star Spangled Banner. 59 years old. Yep. That's it for birthdays. Pretty interesting ones. Coming up the next time we do birthdays, we have some really surprising people celebrating a birthday, like Matthew McConaughey, Sean Combs. You know who he is, right, Diddy? Laura Bush has a birthday coming up. Jeff Probst has a birthday coming up. Anyway, we'll get to that the next time around. If you're celebrating a birthday, be proud that you're celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday, like the Beatles say to you, my friends, because it's a reason to feel good. It's another day above ground, another day for something great to happen in your world. It's limitless possibilities you absolutely never know. All right, speaking of never knowing, I've talked about this a few times because it rattled a few cages when it looked like, oh, we're not going to have Saturday mail delivery and the postal services, we're going to have to trash it because it's not making money. They're bleeding. You can't have billions of dollars in, well, even though we are in a crazy deficit, you can't have billions of dollars in the red and expect that we're going to bail out the postal service. So the senator, Republican Senator from Maine, Susan Collins, talked about postal reform, her concerns about it, and also keeping that weekend service.
I an immediate move to eliminate Saturday delivery would cause more and more businesses to leave the mail system. And once they're gone, they're not coming back. What we want to do is to ensure that slashing or eliminating Saturday service is truly the last resort, not the first option.
You know what, it's interesting. I didn't think of it that way until I listened to her earlier in the day, because I just thought, well, so you get it 5 days a week. But really, she's right. With the businesses, if they look into that, if you have a business, and sure, you know how they have the flat rate boxes and that they advertise, and you run into your post office and you don't want to go to UPS or any of the others, and you don't want overnight delivery or don't want to pay for 2-day service or any of that stuff, because it would still probably be cheaper through the postal service, the Saturday would make a difference. There are a lot of people, I've noticed this when I've been in line on Saturday, a lot of business people come in and they have bulk mail and other things. It's kind of the end of the week, or they have a store and somebody else's, the employees are at the store. For whatever reason, I've just noticed that. And not that that couldn't be done during the week, but she has a point. Once you leave that, if businesses were to leave it, they're not going to come back, because we're creatures of habit, and there's only so many times you're going to be willing to go back to something, and I don't think people would go back to that. They would just ditch it completely. They'd find something else, get used to it, and that would be it. And they wouldn't be able to get the customers back, so it wouldn't solve the problem. They have to solve the problem. And part of the problem, I don't know if you can solve it, because if you were listening to any of this hour, you heard me say about how many people, when we did We Can Count, have tablets. And then my own nephew, they're not even going to have pens and paper and all that sort of stuff. So the art of letter writing, that's kind of gone by the wayside. But there's other mail services that account for big chunks of the mail business for the United States Postal Service. However, if they don't figure out a way to get a little bit more current with the times, then I don't see how they can constantly be behind the eight ball and think that they're going to be able to survive and ultimately thrive. They have to court business. You've got to go after business. We're all about business, business, business. And, of course, sure, the individuals, but not as many individuals, especially younger, will use the post office. Who knows how many people will send cards anymore? They'll send e-cards. And you probably won't have that as much. You won't have cards through the mail or letter writing. I hope it doesn't completely go by the boards, because otherwise everything's going to be on the computer. Yep. You know those little sticks that you get and you walk around and you store the information on it? That's where your whole life's going to be. You're not going to have those dusty collections of cards in drawers somewhere that somebody finds when you've celebrated your last birthday and they want to go back and read some personal things about you. They're going to have to dig it up on the computer. So hopefully you've left your passwords somewhere.